Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Palomino Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PA, and on the OTCQB under the symbol PLMNF. I am chatting again with the president and CEO, Andrew Thompson. Now, Palomino focused in Peru on a couple of different projects. We're going to be recapping a news release from January 30th, which outlined some surface and underground sampling results from the flagship Uzicayos Gold Project. Now, this is the second sampling campaign. Most of these samples are surface samples. There were over 300 samples taken in this second campaign. Now, some of the headline numbers are 5.1 grams per ton gold over 4 meters at surface and 15.4 grams per ton gold over 2.7 meters. That's from an underground sample. Andrew, now that you have your second sampling campaign completed at Uzicayos, what does that mean for the project? What are you seeing here?
So the quick recap is that we drilled in the Beta zone. We drilled 6 holes and we shut the drill down last May because we were very close to an acquisition at the last interior claim of the project, which is the Sol de Oro zone at Uzicayos. We managed to complete that and it is the widest zone. So Beta, you know, the area that we drilled is on the northeast section of this 4.5 kilometer trend. And so we're now sampling within the Sol de Oro, which is 1.5 kilometers. So it's a much wider zone. And we have this flower structure where the north and south end, there's outcropping mineralization. And this campaign was the second campaign after the first campaign to do much more continuous sampling across the top of the known areas, and then also to do more investigation underground based on the initial results. So we're quite happy with what we're seeing. You know, again, it's sort of demonstrating to us the potential for an open pit, actually lower grade deposit. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got really encouraging results. Again, the drill sitting at site, we modified our idea to be able to drill in the zone. And both the north end is sort of the higher grade. On the south end, we had 14 meters of 3.4 at surface and just under a meter of 23 grams below surface. And I guess the highest number, you know, to date was 0.9 meters of 200 grams. So really, and we've got 9 visible gold zones now. So it really is, we think, the heart of the system in terms of this 4.5 kilometer trend. It's the widest area, so it's got the biggest structure. So we're pretty encouraged by what we're seeing. And the intent is to put a road in April, and the road will go to Cayos, which is the other zone. We're going to first drill Cayos, and then we'll also drill at Sol de Oro.
So how many zones in total are there? I understand that it's not just these couple zones that you want to drill. You have a number of gold systems on this project.
Yeah, so we sort of broken it down into 3 areas, the Sol de Oro, the Cayos area, and the Beta area. And so the Cayos area sits between the Sol de Oro on the, you know, and then as you move towards the west, the southwest, you've got the Sol de Oro zone, which again is the widest zone. And we've got this repeating flower structure where, you know, mineralization is coming from depth and coming out of each side of the flower structures, which is, you know, quite desirable. And so the Cayos zone is yet to be drilled, and the Sol de Oro zone also is yet to be drilled. So, you know, the intent right now is the drill sits about 350 meters. Like, we see the Cayos zone from the Beta zone, and we submitted the modification for the DOE. We had observations in December. We responded to them at the end of December, and we've solved all but 2 of them. And from what I understand, they're all supposed to be solved for the 15th, but, you know, as usual, we're slightly delayed, but there's no... Right now, there's no consultation. We're out of agreement with the community, which is always the big delay. So this is a pretty normal process. And, you know, once we get through it, once we get the DM modified, you know, we feel we're going to be ready to go in May.
In May. Okay. Now, what sort of a drill program would you like to start up here? I realize that money is always something that needs to be considered for exploration companies, but what would give you an understanding of if you even need to follow up? What sort of drill program would you need?
Well, again, we've outlined a program to drill both in the Sol de Oro and Cayos areas. It will be between, you know, 2,500 meters and 8,000 meters. It's really a question of, you know, we're starting to see some movement in the juniors. The seniors have really more than doubled, and you're starting to see the mid-tiers. So, you know, with the current gold price, and the fact that the American dollar is high, we do believe we're going to see more momentum in the market. Our share price, you know, all the, you know, before Christmas, there was a lot of stock being offered. Now there's no stock offered and the price is going higher. So I do think that there's a, you know, there may be a renewed interest in junior mining here that could be profound. And you know, I think we're ready for it. And there's not a lot of companies that have plays that are, you know, again, when we crowd the Sol d'Or, I'm not going to get into how much they wanted initially, but we negotiated for 4 years and we resisted the temptation to issue them a royalty. And so we own it 100%. So we now own the entire trend. And you know, there's a large portion of that trend that we had to acquire through Ramate, you know, other companies like Fresnillo that we went up against. So you know, I'm quite proud of the fact that we hold it all. So we sort of use the downturn side on all of our properties to consolidate land positions. And, you know, again, we've got a significant position in this area of Peru, southeastern Peru, where we're pretty confident, you know, we're the gold company to be with if in terms of more or less grassroots plays that have potential to have tier one deposits.
Now, Andrew, because you guys are in Peru, everybody always wants me to ask about the political environment in Peru, how it's impacting your work programs or anything. What updates can you give us on the political impacts on what you guys are doing and what you want to do?
Well, I think the big issue right now is they've thrown out the populist president, socialist president who was governing Peru in December, and they haven't thrown out the government. And so, in other words, he was impeached and the vice president stepped in. So there are protests right now going on where they want a, you know, a new constitution and for her to step down. And she said at first that it would be a year out. Now she's changed then. It's coming closer. But at the end of the day, this is democracy in action. In other words, the populace are not delivering on their promises. And it's a step-by-step process. And you know, the senior mining companies are really feeling some pain because, you know, the protesters are, you know, kind of marching out and blocking roads, et cetera. But I don't think it's going to be a long-lasting problem. I think it's a very short-term problem. Again, Peru is number 1-2 for copper and silver, which arguably are both the best battery metals for precious and base. And you know, at some point, somebody's going to really, or if they haven't already, you know, as we move towards electrification, these countries are going to see a lot of investment. And there are a lot of, you know, I just did a conference and we had two majors come in looking for copper and they like what they saw. You know, we're going to sign some CAs with them in terms of the play that we have. That's a copper, high grade silver. And we're seeing a lot of staking and there's a lot of ground being picked up. So I don't, you know, again, I think it's a move towards democracy. Typically Mexico, Chile, and Peru are the, you know, the strongest of the Latin American countries. And I don't think that's going to change. So it's obviously there's an investment climate out there that's pretty poor, but you really have to look at it on a longer term basis. And all those countries have senior companies that are foreign that has substantial investments or they're looking for more product. And, you know, in terms of surface supply for copper and bullion right now, there's never been a more challenging time. So I think the direction is up.
Okay. Well, Andrew, keep us up to date on this move towards drilling. Again, hopefully in May. Let's also get an update on Windshear Gold. Now, that is a company that Palomino holds just short of 20% equity interest in, as well as a 2% NSR on the Gabán Gold Project. The company, Windshear Gold, still in that arbitration case in Tanzania. What update can you give us here?
Well, we're at the end of the arbitration process. It's a fully funded arbitration. We have a third party, Delta, that put a drawdown of $3.3 million. The court case is in under 10 days. It's from the 13th, I believe, to the 17th. There's a case with Adriana going on now. And the government of Tanzania, you know, at the end of it, will, you know, there's a 6-month period that's mandated where they have to, the arbitrator judges have to provide an award. So, you know, I do think we're going to be in a position where we'll see a favorable award. And we're told it's likely going to be within 2 months because, you know, candidly, they're not that prepared. So, you know, we do think we'll have a positive outcome. And again, the memorial sits at about $130 million Canadian. You know, our sunk costs are quite high plus interest. So I do feel we're going to see some resolution to that. That's going to be positive for both shareholders because, you know, at the end of the day, our 20% ownership, they received their DIA, which is the permit to be able to drill on the Gabán play. So if they receive funding, And again, there's some talk of, you know, we have shares and a dividend. Obviously, a positive outcome would affect our, you know, our share exposure is just under 15 million shares because of the warrants that we hold. And so really, even if there's not a dividend, I think it's interesting from the perspective that we have quite a bit of equity in that company. And there's just a short-term solution that is really not mining-based at the end of the day. It's more of a, you know, a litigation or arbitration, sorry. So, you know, I'm quite positive about the fact that we'll get an outcome at least.
Okay. Well, keep us up to date on that front too. I know that this has been a long road with this arbitration case, but I think any sort of conclusion to this, especially if there's a larger payment, well, that could definitely help out Windshear Gold, and then who knows how that transfers over to Palomina. Andrew, thanks for the update here. Again, keep us up to date on these moving parts for both companies. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Palomina. I'll be following up with Andrew as there is some more news released to the market. Andrew, thanks again for the update.
Thank you.